even coronavirus can't keep us apart. Because we love you so much. From all of us at Bashani Radio app, stay safe.
Stay safe.
Stay home.
Stay home.
And keep us blasting on your phones. Bashani Radio app, always talking about everything. Download us free in the App Store. Kaboom! You heard?
Hello, you guys. You're tuned in to Everyday Health. I am your host, Nurse T, and we're at Bashani's Radio app. Thank you for tuning in. Today, I wanted to talk a little bit about a conversation that I had with my client. I'd like to title this conversation, Misplaced Anger. Now, my client reached out to me and told me that her physician prescribed her a cholesterol medication. She said that her physician told her cholesterol was high. She needed to take this medication. And he also informed her that she has a high likelihood of a heart attack or stroke within the next 10 years of life. Now, this client reached out to me to tell me how upset she was with her healthcare practitioner mentioning to her that she was at risk of a heart attack or a stroke. Now, I want to be perfectly honest and transparent with you guys. First off, I don't believe that it was appropriate for her to be angry or upset with her physician. What should have happened was the health information that the doctor gave her, I would have liked for her to ask more questions. For example, if the doctor had told me that it is a likelihood that within the next 10 years you could suffer from a stroke or a heart attack, my line of questions would be, doctor, how can I reduce my risk of a heart attack? Doctor, how can I prevent me being a victim to a stroke? Doctor, do you have a dietitian available that could help me plan my meals? Doctor, do you have a diabetic educator available that can help me better control my numbers through educating me more about diabetes? I would have liked for my client to, instead of getting upset and shutting down, I would have liked for her to use that opportunity to ask questions. Now, oftentimes, people believe that the healthcare practitioner is responsible for their health. And I want to set the record straight. Your healthcare practitioner is responsible for getting you information and education about living healthier, about improving your health status. That is really what their responsibility is. Your health, your life, your habits is really your responsibility. Now, some of you guys may have heard of the acronym that I developed called PRAY, which stands for P, prioritize your health. Your health is your responsibility. When you wake up in the morning, you should think about your health, your physical and your mental being. You should not be waking up stressed. You should not be waking up having anxiety. You should not be waking up in depressed mode. Prioritize your health. Feel good about you. Speak affirmations to yourself. The next letter of the acronym is R for research. Research your family history. Do you know that diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, these are diseases that can be hereditary? And at the same time, these are diseases that are preventable. You can prevent type 2 diabetes. You can prevent high blood pressure. You can prevent high cholesterol. And if your parents or grandparents suffered from any of those diseases, you are at risk as well. So this is why it's important for you to research your family history, know what diseases plagued your parents and grandparents in order for you to implement preventative measures. I'm not talking about treatment or management. I'm talking about preventative measures. Now, the third letter of that acronym, PRAY, is active. You have to be active. You have to get up, get out, go. Exercise does not look the same for everyone. If you can't jog at the park, walk to the corner. If you're unable to walk to the corner, then you should be doing leg lifts while you're sitting down. If you're unable to do leg lifts sitting down, then you should be stretching your upper body, doing hand reaches for the stars. You have to get active and stay active. Being active reduces the risk of diseases such as diabetes, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, hormone imbalances, kidney issues. Again, you have to be responsible for your health. Now, the last letter of the acronym PRAY is Y. And this Y stands for love yourself, respect yourself, make time for yourself, make yourself a priority, care about yourself, care about your health status. Now, if you can remember the PRAY, the acronym PRAY. If you could implement the acronym PRAY, I can assure you that you will improve your health status. Now, back to the situation that I mentioned earlier about the client who said she was upset with her healthcare practitioner. Again, I wish that she had used that opportunity to direct questions to her physician. And I want you guys to know that your healthcare practitioner has a wide base of knowledge. I know oftentimes you may receive a brochure or leaflet about your new diagnosis. But I want to encourage you guys to ask more questions. Don't just settle for the leaflet. Don't just settle for the brochure. Ask your doctor, is there a specialist? Ask your doctor, is there someone that can talk to me about the appropriate dietary supplements that I need in order to suppress or to rid my body of this disease? You have to be engaged. You have to be active with your healthcare provider. And yes, I do wish that healthcare practitioners did provide further resources or more resources to clients besides leaflets and telling them, hey, read this once you get home, read it in your free time. But regardless if the healthcare practitioner is engaged, you have to be. This is your health. This is your life. And I want you guys to know that diabetes, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol, these three diseases are like cousins that you see everywhere. These three diseases, they roll together, for lack of a better word. They roll together. If you are diagnosed with diabetes, yes, there's a high likelihood that you can also be diagnosed with high blood pressure and high cholesterol. But if you change your eating habits, if you change your exercise regimen, if you change the way that you look at your life, you can prevent the consequences. You can prevent the complications that are associated with any disease. You can prevent the connection. You can prevent the cousins from traveling together. But again, it's up to you. It's up to you. I'm not saying that, again, you have to be an athlete. I'm not saying that you have to run a marathon or you have to swim an Olympic lap. But what I am saying is that you have to adjust your mindset. You have to take your health and you have to make your health your priority. You have to get up every day and show up and show out. You have to get out and get active. You have to make you the center of you have to be the center of your own attention. And again, health is not just about the physical, it's also about the mental. You have to be with a low stress life. You have to have effective coping skills. Now, let me just point out where mental health plays into this. Some people, when they stress, they eat. They're not eating healthy. So they're putting their self further at risk for diabetes, further at risk for high cholesterol, further at risk for stroke out or heart attack. So this is one of the reasons why I like to point out that mental health, mental stability, a low stress level life is so very important. Because your mindset also affects your body. It affects your habits. So if you're able to have a positive outlook on life, regardless of your situation, your body is more likely to improve itself. The homeostasis is going to be a little bit better than if you was all stressed out, angry, depleted, bitter. That wears out, those negative aspects will wear out your immune system, will stress out your heart muscles, and increase, and will place you at increased risk for other complications. So the moral of the story I shared with you guys is don't be angry at your healthcare practitioner for informing you of the risk that you face with your lifestyle, but use that opportunity to further educate yourself. Ask for resources, ask for classes, ask for the specialist, ask for the therapist, especially if your healthcare insurance pays for it. And most healthcare insurance does pay for preventative measures. Okay, you guys, I'm going to end this recording. I hope this message has been helpful for you guys. And most definitely, I want to encourage you guys to remember the acronym PRAY. Prioritize your health, research your family history, stay active and love yourself. And if you implement each of those letters, I can assure you, you're improving your health mentally and physically. Okay, thank you guys for tuning in to Everyday Health. on Bashani's Radio app. And this is your host, Nurse T. See you guys next time.
Even coronavirus can't keep us apart because we love you so much. From all of us at Bashani Radio app, stay safe.
Stay safe.
Stay home.
Stay home.
And keep us blasting on your phones. Bashani Radio app, always talking about everything. Download us free in the App Store. Kaboom! You heard?